But it can be correct if we think.
That was ironically was the best fish line showing. It wasn't all that good. It was the best one showing. Sure. It had a win somewhere. It was better.
Had it had a better pay on the boat, but I was still using
them. Yeah, he wasn't using any of them. He wants to see what the horse is going to do.
The ones in the middle don't enter into this thing. I could have left those out. There's only two pay lines that you need that make sense. That's number one and number eight.
Yeah, we're going to get into something that Jay Elliott's been doing for us for a while here, and it's dynamite material. When it's published and finalized, it will be available as a preface to it. You saw a good example of it this morning in the Schmidt race, in which he took his third W horse and his first W horse, I believe. Neither one of them had the best sustained rating, even though the track was running allegedly sustained. And realistically, it was running sustained. But how sustained is the question. And he immediately saw that 49% plus whatever it was early was much too sustained and early energy in relationship to the sustained ranking. The danger that you will fall into, although the Brohammer model by itself without the energy has a general pattern of being very successful, when it's used without energy, and the supplement that Tom's writing this portion of it now, and will be ready in what, 1994? We'll give you a little teaser. How to determine what's sustained, even though it might be early, or what might be early, even though the track's running sustained. Let us say that the pace of the race, when you put it through, without any beaten length, comes up with a 53-40% early energy. It's the pace of the race if you run for that day. We're talking about sprint now. I'm just using an example you want. And you're finding that the pace of the race for the average sprint on this particular period, be it a day, 3 days, or whatever, is 53-40. All right, now you're not caring about that. You're really caring about what the winners are doing.
Yeah.
The winners are doing, and you say you don't care about it right now, the winners are doing 53-20, right? Let's make this 50 to make it a little bit. The winners are doing 53-20 early, right? So, you're looking for the best early, you say. Are you? Maybe you're looking for the top two. You're a lot more hip than a lot of people. I'll tell you, this is not immediately discernible or discernible by everybody. There's a difference here of 0.30. Now, 0.30 is not two beaten lengths. We're not talking about at any given 12, but when you average it out, it's about 0.10, so that's about three lengths. From the beginning to the end of the race, this horse has gained about three lengths on the pace of the race, on an average, the winners have. So what you're saying is, hey, I don't necessarily want my number one, or even sometimes my number two early. I'm going to look more at the early percentage requirements than I am at the ones and twos in early. Now, this phenomenon may not exist at Santa Anita, but it does exist at Hollywood Park, and certainly at Exarch. At Hollywood Park, you perceive that it's not running sustained anymore. How many of you have that? Oh, it's not running sustained anymore. It's not running sustained anymore. It is. Most of those times when you're perceiving it, it is running sustained. Because if you'll do the pace of the race you're talking about, you're going to find out that it looks like it's 53-20 at Hollywood Park. The pace of the race is 53-50. So they really are coming from behind and having to sustain their pace in order to make it to the wire. Because the early is not sustaining its pace, or you'd have a lot of wire-to-wire jump.
There was a couple of races that took place on the turf course at Hollywood Park. And because I looked at the charts, and I saw that the winners were up close. Third, two lengths, two and a half lengths off the lead. And I assumed that those races, this turf course, it's gone early. But it hadn't gone early. It's just that the pace was slow, and the horses that won it were up close. And the last, they had the most.
Once again, you understand it. Now, how does everybody else understand it?
He's
absolutely correct. Well, what he's saying is that it looks to him, when you're looking visually at it, that it's running early. Because look at all those horses are bunched up there together. But when you take the winner's percentage, he's finding out that it's like 52-10 or something. So I said, oh, it's early, whatever, I'm not 51, whatever it is, I don't know.
50.80.
Well, the two I was looking at, one was 50-35, and the other one was 50-20.
Yeah, they go wire to wire.
So they kept better than 49% in reserve.
That's even a more drastic example than I pointed out here. You're perceiving that early pace is winning when it is not, if you say the leader is doing. And that's the secret of energy, not to do what a whole generation of handicappers out there is doing. Early is a speed, it's early. Closers are sustained.
Well, I didn't see it until after I figured the race. So once I ran the race through.
Yeah. Yeah, this is to me, like an outsider, this is something that the Sartre method offers, just dynamite. Because, just visually, just as these two guys just said, just about everybody at the track perceives that the early speed is winning. And not make the distinction between early speed and these pace concepts. And really, it's not early speed. I mean, it's horses that are demonstrating sustained pace, measuring out their energy in this way, that are winning. They happen to be running near the front.
Right.
In this particular occasion. That's nice to know that nobody else at the track knew it.
And you do. That is your biggest weapon, believe me. That and the draw I'm referring to. Well, Tom's out here, I don't say that.
I really am confused in the modeling. We handicap every day. We have the last 90 days. We never miss a day in the race. And we keep a model. I keep a long and a short for each distance, thinking that a trend might be taking place. And this is my model for today. And every category, based on who won the race, is early at Hollywood. Obviously, we're doing something wrong.
No.
Yeah. He's doing something right. It has been running very early at Hollywood Park.
Yeah.
I key all my bets off early pace.
Yeah, we are too. Oh, all right.
I'm doing a hypothesis here, though, that you will find very prevalent at Hollywood Park.
Maybe right? I agree.
It's sure. A prevalent thing. If right now, because of the rain they had and it slicked it up and did something, actually running early, then the winner is not running very far behind the pace of the race. You know what the pace of the race can get, the pace of the race presents?
No.
Okay, if you find, however, and this is still kind of close, let's say you find, whatever the difference, if it's 10, 15, 20, or 30, if you find that the pace of the race exceeds the pace of the horse by as much as, say, 0.20, you're going to still start looking for horses that are not your number one early in the feet per second ranking, are not going to be winning even though it's still early.
So you're saying if I went back and looked at my percent early, then we're assuming I would find my percent early would all match or be fairly close to the pace of the race percentage.
If they are, then it's truly early.
Then it's truly early.
Yeah.
But if they're not, then...
Then you're not necessarily looking for your number one early. See, because the number one early, every time you have a wire-to-wire situation and the 53-50 wins, you're basing on that, but if like Dick's race is a good example, it's in the book there. It might be your number three early that is running closest to win percentage, even though that is early. It is not number one, neither is it number two. So you might have a Brohammer model that reads like, if it were, it might be 3W, one or two early, and four sustained. But if the horses that earned the one and two early, and you're looking for early, were 53-50 or 53-60, the one and two early would be too early and they would die. So you want to corroborate your Brohammer ranking model with the percentage early.
I wanted to say one thing that you mentioned. You looked shocked and said that you were doing something wrong, even though you're winning races. When I first went out to Santa Anita, I went out to Tom most of the time. And he told me one day that such and such a distance was running very sustained. And I looked down at my records and I was blown out of the water. I had it running early. Well, we're using slightly different programs and certainly using different and different pace lines. I was winning at that distance and it destroyed me for a month. And I finally got over it and realized, and now I meet people all the time that have completely backward models. That's why we don't pass out a model to you.
Are you showing the results of your handicap?
Actual handicap.
If they're working, bet it. It's just that simple. Just know that when you're betting sustained, the point that I was making is there's such a thing as too much of a good thing. If your model is showing that your top early horses are winning, you're still not going to bet a horse 50% early. If your model, the race that I showed you was 50-50. If your model shows you that 50% and up is winning at a certain distance, then that 49-65 that I had is too small. You can have too much of a good thing. You want it to be number one early or number one sustained, whatever your model tells you, within the parameter set. If you and sometimes that parameter is
we're going to talk about that. We got a good
at Del Mar last year. The parameter for sprints was like 53.50 to 52. An enormous, eliminated almost no one. At Oak Tree, just
the same
set of horses, very, very narrow. Yes,
don't you have to balance that with a lot of races with the matchup? Because there'll be a lot of times,
you'll
see a race that a horse will appear to be far too early to go this distance or far too sustained, but the way the race matches up, they'll probably win. Like a exciting horse like Powerful Paul was going, I think, with a mile and eighth or mile 16th. Both his last two races, like 53.5, which is far too early for those distances. But at the first and second calls, he figured to be so far out in front that it was irrelevant.
I do not see that kind of development.
That's very true.
Too often.
But problem with that,
go with it.
The problem with that is, and I'm going to interrupt Nick, because he's saying the same thing, is that you've got to identify those situations, which you can do. If we start to make a point, and then you identify all of the exceptions, the point never gets made, but the exceptions stand out and everybody remembers them. Yes, the matchup, and how many lengths of advantage that horse has, and what his final fraction is, all very important. But this is pretty much a rule of thumb. We're going to get into the other aspect of it later, but this is something when you want to look at right away, because this is something when you go to a foreign track, I mean like Exarvin or Riverdown, you sense right away and gives you an edge over the populace.
The only other thing is that you can intersect your two models too. If you have your position model and it says that you've got to be within two lengths of the second call and a mile and eighth at Hollywood Park, and you've got a horse leading by four lengths, forget what his early is, he's going to bury that field.
There's your answer. He keeps a position model as well. Then you would have seen this right away. You'd say, yes, running early, but they're all coming from about two lengths off the pace. So then you'd know that.
Well, Powerful Paul.
Not everybody keeps that. So
Powerful Paul, to begin with, while it won the route, basically the horse is a sprinter to begin with. From an outside post, he just didn't have to use up, very little energy to get a two or three length lead going into the clubhouse turn and down the back stretch just to relax, and that's what that was about.
That's handicap, but you wouldn't be able to see that if you hadn't used a lot of common sense, a lot of handicapping. No, that's what you just said cannot be imparted. It is something that you must have. A lot of things get imparted, but only by your digesting that are you able to make that observation. Nobody can teach you that. In other words, like Ali's moves. You demonstrate them because of a lot of things you learn, but you can't teach them.
So can I then take it further and say that the bigger difference between, is that wind energy what you define as wind energy?
What I originally put out was pace energy. And what I put under it was wind energy, and both were early, but one was 50 less than the other.
Wind energy or percent early? Or are they
I'm talking about wind percent early energy. Wind, I'm using the wind.
The winner of that race.
Of the winner, and then I used the pace, and the pace was much higher than the winner, which meant that even though the winner was running early, he was running from off the pacer.
And then can I assume that when you subtract it, if it's a big difference, because I have trouble saying, is this early or is this sustained? The bigger difference, then I can say the more sustained
is
there an automatic way for me to know it like this?
Well, no, there's an automatic way for you to know, but that's not it. That automatic is to say it is running early, but it is sustained early. It is early, but the winners are coming off the pace, so don't bet those real early horses. That's what that's telling me.
it's a way to establish that parameter before you get the parameters.
It's
better to do it from your record, I think. But this will do it quick and dirty.
If you want to say what's sustained, what's average, and what's
Yeah, I want to
anything that's in the 53s, down to 53, not 52.
Is that for a sprint?
Well, just a big parameter now. It's in the multi-scan manual, the actual figures. But if it's in the 53s, it's darn early. If it's halfway between, it's kind of early. When it's under 52.50, it's in the average. When it's under 52, it's sustained. In here is a kind of a secondary period where it's average. This is where your factor W without any bias is winning most of your race. When it's between 52.40 and 52.90.
Again, don't fly in the face of your own
and
record.
You cannot make, I cannot tell you, you must draw a line at 52.49 and don't look for just in
class.
But that's, those are guidelines.
We saw number one sustained horses with 54% early.
Yeah.
And they are, it's a very early track. The horses tend to die young there. And there's a 2,500, 5,000 mile climb race. And you'd see number one early is actually like 5280s and 53s. And your number one early would be 5450.
So don't try
to say that it's running 53, it must be early. That's not the point.
What's the pace of the race is running relative to what the horse is running?
And if it's still in your handicapping, this tells you you should be betting early, and your handicapping goes 1-1-1-1-1 in the sustained column, put your money in the sustained column.
Is that 51, 52, and 53, is that pace of the race, or is that
that's
the win energy?
But you said, let's draw an extreme example. If the pace of the race is 52, and you're running, the winners are coming to 49, you know that under no circumstances is early going to be the win, because if 52 is as early as the pace of the race gets, and the winners are that much below it, you know, that's extreme extreme. The difference, what I'm trying to tell you there was when these figures were here, the difference between the pace of the race and the pace of the horse shows that you're looking for horses to come off the pace. Even whichever one of these three categories it's in. If it's 52 pace of the race and 52 pace of the horse, then what are you looking at? You're looking at horses in the lead winning, but they're winning with sustained energy. It just really gives you, everyone's going to say, boy, give me the speed. Here's a horse runs 21.4. I'm going to bet him. Woo-wee. And you're not fighting yourself or us. You're fighting the people. They're the ones who have to that same dollar. And knowing that is your biggest benefit. Now, in the parameter area, the two I'm trying to say though is get the pace of the race, subtract the pace of the horse, and the greater the difference, even if the track is running early, that you want to be very careful not to just take the earliest horse you've got. You want to take the horse that fits the energy and the model. And when energy supersedes the model, which Tom gave a good example of last time he was here, when energy supersedes the model, go with the energy.
See, we were having trouble because the percent would be showing that it should be early, and then our sustained horses are winning, so that
was well, this may be the answer.
But there is a 0.42 limit for winning, 0.42 for early speed.
But you don't think that if it's running 51%,
should it be?
If the earliest horse in the race is 51%, everyone else is 49, and that 51% he's still your earliest horse, isn't it?
Oh, do you grade those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Well, you're looking at it in relationships. I looked at in the race that I gave you out in your manual. I'm saying I want to bet my top 2W with a bias toward sustain, but I'm not going to take anything under 50%. That's my bottom cutoff. It would be too much. I told you at Axarben, the sustained horses run 53%. The most sustained horses run 53%. At other tracks, the earliest you may ever see is 51. That's local knowledge. If it was universal, it wouldn't be worth it.
And then what would you say
about that track? If you're saying
that's where a profile comes in. You're profiling the track.
That's what you're trying to find out.
You're trying to profile the given track that you're on.
Once you know that, you're
you can have early energy very high, but the horse is running sustained, the ones that are winning.
Yes, that's what I found.
So it's a more even thing that's slowly coming up.
Don't try to fight it. Just say, okay, my sustained horses are running 53%, and that's my model.
Yeah.
You don't need to know why.
And you don't need to identify that this is a fast track or a sustained track. You don't care to put those
early in sustained, not fast. Doesn't matter whether the track's fast or slow.
Your model doesn't matter.
Track speed has nothing to do with it.
And I don't need to put an adjective on it, you're saying. You just don't bother.
Well, let's get into this study. Maybe it'll answer.
When you're saying sustained, are you saying that one horse in relation to the other of the sort? Sustained, that kind of sustained?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do is distinguish.
Not a percentage.
Yeah, we're distinguishing between percentage and the sort number.
Because a horse, sustained merely measures late energy expenditure. And the horses may need to run late. They run slow, but they may need to run late, too. And I saw it, and very few horses got past in the stretch. Very few, but they needed sustained pace to get.
But they got past before the stretch. They were closing in the traditional sense.
Sustained was a sort of one horse compared to another. You're talking about sustained pace, one and two?
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
Yeah. There is no such thing as sustained in
3%. That's why I ran with
percentage. Percentage is relative.
Right? I mean, there's no such thing as a sustained track. It's just a track that requires certain.
It's producing.
That's why I ran with graph, because I might have this confusion for 6 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, Doc, you know, this is when I got to the percent early and late, and I thought, wow, this is really it. This is what I need to know now, how they're going to distribute there, right? And you keep the model, keep the track profile, and if they're at a certain figure early, well, you can throw them out sometimes. And, of course, on my paper bets, you find out that, not all the time, but every now and then, when you catch a horse and the first thing is out of your mind, he's too early. But when you look at the percent of the competition, you might want to keep the horse in because he may not have to use 54% against this field. You see, so the percent comes down into the maybe the low 53s or the high 52s.
That's leading us to Jay Elliott's study. I think Richard, you had a question before.
Has anyone, because I don't want to duplicate this work that's been done, why wouldn't you just take the chart from the previous day, run the top five horses in every race, see who ranked, what the winner had, so see your number one sustained winner early, and doesn't that give you a much more accurate picture of what that track is doing, or at least
that's a track profile. Aren't you doing that?
No, because the horse that I choose doesn't always...
we do it. Didn't we tell you about doing it from the results chart?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, you must have missed that one. You do it every day. You are supposed to run at least the first two horses, if you're looking to win in place. Run the first two horses through your car generator with the beaten lengths, of course, zero for the winner, and whatever's beating the second call.
You might vary in program the
car generator. Well, you can run through that, yeah. And get your percentage and total energy. Okay. Well, again, that is total energy, what you've got. It says variant. That's total energy. If it doesn't spell out total energy, it doesn't matter.
No, it only gives me...
variant. It gives you the percent early.
Percent early and race.
It gives you the variant. It gives you a number in the 50s somewhere.
Yes.
Right, that's it. That's total energy. It's giving you total energy, and that's why it's in there. You're supposed to do this every day. Remember that? Sheet I gave at the track profile sheet? Give him a track profile. Low, and
average. Sure you do. If you have any of the manuals, there's one.
We'll give you. There's plenty of them. Every day you dip from the results, you put it by distance. And over here it's got percent early, high, low, and average to correspond with these three levels of class based on pace. Now you know that at the lower classes, at 6 furlongs, it's running 52.90, and at the average, it's running 52.70, and at the high, it's running 52.20 or whatever it is. And usually, the lower the class, the higher the early energy. You keep that, and you have an absolute record of what you just asked for.
Well, that gives you the percent early, the actual percent early for that day.
and the filler.
But it doesn't necessarily correlate with the horse that was number one sustaining, as an example. There was, we've had some very many situations where the percent early made it appear as if the track was running very early, yet our sustaining horses were winning.
Well, that's what this exercise is about. The track is running early. When you say sustained horses, you're talking about their ranking from sustained, right? And that's what this was about.
All
see?
Right.
No, I'm going to do it again. So you're not the only one. You're just being the patsies who volunteer. This is what nobody, he understands. You understand. But what I'm saying is that you're finding that 53-50 is not winning, that there, it's 53-20 is winning, and yet it's supposed to be a 53-50 track because on a particular day you're making, you're looking at either a maiden or a filly or something and ran wire to wire. But the bulk of the horses are exhibiting an energy, and you're saying that's early. I'm saying it is sustained early because the pace of the race is much higher. Therefore, that's why your sustained numbers are winning, because they're coming from off the pace. The pace is very fast, and they're coming from off that extra fast pace that creates this kind of a number. They're all coming from off. That's why your number one early is not going to win, maybe, and maybe it's three early and one and two sustained. That's what this exercise is entirely devoted to.
We never did look at it in relation to the pace of the race. We look at it as a number by itself to put on a chart.
So what you want to do is look at the relationship between the pace of the race, the pace of the winning horse, and see, maybe it's running early designation of 53s, but the sustained early ones are winning. The ones with the best sustained. Now, Jay has done a mark. Yes, anybody?
I think that that's a lot clearer when you continue what you started, the profile. If you show that it's got high-low average for both the pace of the race and the winning horse, then it comes out a lot clearer.
Right. We told everybody to keep two. Keep one, the pace of the race, and one, pace of the winning horse. Because one you would, this is back when people make their own variant. One you would make a variant off of, and one you would determine what ended up, and what you would see. The pace of the race was running extremely fast, and those horses who would run wire to wire would be exceedingly fast. And you'd say, hey, it's all changed, and the horse just went wire to wire at 54.80. But that's the time when you're going to have that situation where it's going to deviate.
You might mention to them, since they asked, that one or two races don't necessarily give you a proper readout, that if you look at 10, 15 races and then average those rankings.
Right. And besides which,
the lower ranking is actually
said, just what you said, have to examine. The first race, we wanted to get a kind of handle on how six furlongs were going to run. And maiden race, somebody had to go wire to wire.
Wire to wire.
But they did give us a little hit. They went in 52-50. And for some strange reason, after there was one deviant race with a 53 something, all the races that day, both sprinting around 52-50 winning. But we got our handle on it very quickly. Now this will help you too. We're looking at parameters. You're saying, hey, how do they really run? You know, I see one day, and people exaggerate this a little bit. One day it's 51, next day it's 54, and I say, well, show me. And it isn't quite that bad. In fact, it isn't anywhere near that. In fact, it's very, very, it's fairly regular. Sufficiently regular that we don't have much trouble. And Jay said something very interesting here. Now, we've done a complete study in every distance with an average of the second call, and he's taking different pace characteristics. But the bottom line is that when it's running early, it's running early and it's a very, very slight variance. It's running sustained, but below the average, it's running very close. But to each other, they're not. I'll give you an example. You chime in anytime you want, Dave.
Okay.
The percentage early average that I'm looking at on this page, 6 furlong, is a total average for a lot of races. It's 52.19. When the track is running early, it's running 52.81. To 53.12, and that's not a very big deviation. That's 33 or 31, right? 32. It's in that area. Call it 30. less than your 0.42. You were saying.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
I said that 0.42 was an acceptable
parameter
delineation. Yeah. It's acceptable.
Yeah.
Now, when it's running sustained, it's running from 5108 to 5119, which is a difference of 111. Now, and here's going back to the danger of your long-term average. The long-term average, you're going to get 5219. The deviation from 5219 is as big as a plus 0.93 and a minus 1. So that's too big a deviation. Therefore, tracking it by the day, and charting it by the day, and seeing how it shifted, you never had a deviation of more than 0.30 in this particular distance. But tracking it from an average, there's the answer to people who say this doesn't work. This is stupid. If you average it and don't do it on a daily swinging average for how the track is running, you're going to come up with a deviation of one or greater or something. Any comment on that?